Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I'm just talking about clearing your browser history. Biggie has some experience with this, but let me tell you, because you were saying, I said, if I die, make sure you open my phone by holding it up to my dead face and opening my eyes so that it'll click on, and then you can clear my browser history. Mm-hmm.
Does that work only in the movies? I never know.
Good question.
So in this show I'm watching called Hacks with Gene Smart, I find this to be a fantastic show. It's good in season one, it's better in season two, and then in season three, which is the last, it's the best. She hires this young Gen Z writer. Gene Smart plays like an older person. She's a comedian who does a residency in Las Vegas, and she's losing it, and she's afraid she's going to become just, you know, over the hill.
It sounds like, is this based on anyone's real life, or did someone just sort of come up with a show?
I'm trying to figure it. It's
like an Elaine Boozler?
Yeah, or maybe
or Carol Leifer?
Joan Rivers. I don't know. But she's still hot when it starts. Well, she's been doing the same act in Vegas forever, and the same, like, older people come to see her. And the opening scene is the Vegas hotel owner saying, you know, your last show will be in 2 weeks. And so she's got to freshen things up, and she hires this really young assistant, and they clash because, of course, she wants to do it the old school way. And so in one of the episodes, I think it's season two, the younger person gets drunk and winds up having a one night stand with this guy in Vegas, and he says, "You're better than the Gene Smart character. You need to quit. You need to, you know, move on from this." And they're always fighting.
Now the younger person doesn't want to be a comic.
No, she's a writer. She wants to be a writer on like a sitcom.
Okay.
And that's how she starts, but she's losing her job also. So she sort of settles for this job. And so she writes this email just tearing Gene Smart apart. You know, just like, you're the worst. You're awful. So the next day she wakes up and goes, "Oh my God, I can't lose this job. I've got to go get to her and apologize." So when she gets to her house, Gene Smart can't find her phone. And she's like, "I can't find my phone. I'm going off." She's getting ready to have a facelift. She's like, "I'm getting ready to have a facelift and I can't find my phone." And the young woman's like, "I'll find your phone. Don't worry." So she finds the
hoping
phone.
To delete the email.
Right. But the email, she can't open the phone without facial recognition. And Gene Smart is now unconscious, but she's had facelift surgery, so it won't. She keeps holding it over her face, but it won't open because her eyes are all swollen.
No.
So she's desperate before she wakes up to get the phone open to delete the email. And in fact, at one point, she drops the phone on her face, and Gene Smart's like,
"Doc."
I mean, it's really hilarious. Do you know how she does it? She goes to, and she gets the idea from somebody else. She's like, "This is a crazy idea, but it might work." She goes to the like house of wax where all the stars are made out of wax and holds it up to her face and it opens.
Right.
I don't know if that would
pretty
that,
good writing.
Yeah, yeah. You think that would really work? Could you hold it up to a wax
face?
No. I mean, it is a real likeness to the face, but I don't know if that would work or not. That would be interesting if you had somebody. You'd have to be famous enough to have a wax statue and go and see if it would open it up. That was one of my favorite episodes. It was so funny the way she was trying to open up.
That's good writing.
And get rid of the email. But Biggie says, and I've had this same thing happen. I'm so glad you brought it up. Air playing porn onto a TV screen. You know what happened? I told BB Shea while you were out last month that one time I had something pornographic on my phone and hit the wrong button, and it said, "Okay, we're going to broadcast it to every TV in the house."
No.
I had to run out of the bedroom, you know, and go, "My wife's watching Meet the Press out there in the living room."
Yeah, no.
But you cannot have this, right? So you had the same experience.
Well, yeah, I haven't really experienced AirPlay until this, but I guess the last update on my phone, it now asks me every time I start to watch a video, "Do you want to AirPlay this? Do you want to AirPlay this?" I'm like, "I don't know. No, maybe."
Is it because... Would that play to any TV?
It will. Yes. It'll let you select a TV.
Yes, yeah. Just you select the television. My wife will do that on videos she's shot. You know, she'll show it on TV. Or like Christmas pictures. We'll just sometimes thumb through them on the big screen TV.
Exactly.
Oh.
But see, I've never really, in all the years I've had an Apple, an iPhone, I've never messed with AirPlay.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I got out of the hospital this time, you know, with some heart issues, I got home and it had been a while since I did anything to myself.
Alone time.
Alone time. There you go.
In the hospital.
Well, you can in the hospital. You're hooked up.
You're wired
It's frowned
up.
Upon.
It's got to be frowned upon.
They're always watching. They come in unexpected. But also,
they're always monitoring your vitals.
Yeah. We got a heart rate spike in 205.
Heart rate spiking.
He's asking for a bedpan, but he just went to the toilet.
You pressed the call button by accident.
But you always hear with your heart that can affect other things.
Yeah.
So, a couple days after getting home, I was like, I need to make sure everything's still properly functioning down there.
Okay.
So I'm like, let me do a little searching here.
Were you nervous?
No, because once I started getting, you're flipping through videos, you're like, all right, I'm feeling something.
You got it going.
I think we're
going
to be okay.
Were you nervous your heart was going to be too much for your heart?
No, because at this point I was on the stuff that slowed it down. So
thank God. Thank God.
I was on the blood thinners,
You are a free bleeder now.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I was good. Mm-hmm. And so I find what I want and I hit play and my phone says, you want to AirPlay this? And currently,
yeah, on the big screen.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
Well, where I live, there's an upstairs that is an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Well, there's currently people there.
Yeah. You've got a tenant up there.
Yes. Now, the thing is, the TVs were already there when I moved in. Mm-hmm. So it's not my TV that I'm watching. Mm-hmm. But it's all hooked through. It's a Roku TV. Well, basically, through the phones, everything syncs up together.
Oh, right. Even the TV upstairs. Yeah.
So I was like, let's AirPlay this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I clicked living room instead of downstairs.
Oh, the living room is their living room.
And there's
upstairs.
People upstairs. Jeez. And I was like, oh, so I start hitting cancel.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't hear anything.
No screaming from upstairs?
No, I didn't hear anyone run into the living room.
Yeah, thank God.
And it quickly switched it to basement.
Boy, you got to be
downstairs.
Careful with that.
It was like, So, but everything worked fine.
You got it up on your basement TV?
Yep, got multiple things up.
Would you say how many seconds, Biggie, approximately of angry stepdad did the people see upstairs?
I mean, it probably at least 5 to 10.
Woo!
Because as soon as I hit it, and it's when you need technology to work, it never does.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm hitting cancel, can you change basement, stop, back to phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, my phone's like, huh?
Yeah, I know.
You want to go back to your phone?
I know. When you want it quickly, it never works.
Yeah.
I know. But anytime you don't want it, no problem at all.
Yeah, of course.
Right. That's exactly how it
but
is.
But I think I saved myself.
I hope so.
Because I didn't hear, like I said, anyone come running into the room or, screaming from upstairs to shield your eyes.
Or worse, hey, bring it back.
Hey, man.
You turn it off. Hey, what's going on?
Finally, something worth watching.
Great. Yes.
Yeah. And it was a long process to select something, too.
And a great health check for you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt good about things.
Terrific. Did you say your selection process, Biggie?
Yeah. It was one of those times where you're just scrolling. You find something you think.
No.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's always embarrassing when you get to like page 5. Because then you're like, what am I doing here?
I know. There's so much.
Sometimes you log on page 1 of a site. You're like, bam, right there. That's hot. But this was, I was being real selective.
I hearken back to you too, since I can no longer get on the main one. Because,
without the VPN hub.
Dern governor took it away here.
The Democrat governor has not changed that I can tell.
I found one site that still lets you.
That's right, yeah.
Found one good site. I'll give it to you.
Please. Because I told you, because Pornhub went away.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Gov.
Well, now it just greets you with a hot girl who's like,
yes.
Hey, I'm going to need you to put in all your personal information.
Yes.
And it's like, no, I don't trust you.
I'm not doing
that.
No. Put in your driver's license number. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. And then Biggie told me, so now you have to go to a riskier site where it can crash your phone or spyware or whatever. And I'm always...
I found a decent one for you.
Okay,
I gotcha.
Because I'm concerned about that. I don't like that. And then I always get advice on how to set up a VPN.
Yeah, I get lots of that. Apparently, having a secret VPN and all this is way bigger than I ever thought.
Rosebud, you're talking about Biggie's issue with pornography. Go ahead.
Good morning, P1 Salisbury.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir. A buddy of mine with whom I used to work, he and his wife were getting in the car to leave. We're sitting there for a minute, and I guess their 16-year-old son was ever so eager to punch one out. As they left, the kid put his Bluetooth earbuds in and was in the bathroom, except to find out that he didn't know it at the time, what he was watching and listening to on his phone was being broadcast to the Bluetooth. in the car in which his mom and dad were sitting.
Oh.
Dad gets out of the car, goes to knock on the bathroom door, and all he can hear is his son saying, "What the F? These headphones are terrible. How come I can't hear anything?"
Oh.
And he knocks louder on the door, and he said, "Hey, it's because we're listening to what you're watching."
Oh, my God. Is that is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
It's a modern-day American pie.
Yes. That is technology just failing you. I mean, that would be awful. How could you live that down? How could you live that down? God.
And that would be everyone's reaction too. Terrible headphones. So I'm taking these back.
The pieces of S.
Thanks, Rosebud.
Ever since Apple bought Beats by Dre, it's not been the same.
Dang. So the parents hear it in the car. They know what their kid is doing, and they go in to find the kid cursing his earbuds that the parents probably bought for him.
Oh. Jim, would you say you had a problem with your earbuds?
Oh, man, that is terrible. Chris on the line. Chris, you have a similar story. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a sex addiction therapist, and a wife came in to see me one time, and she said her husband was cheating. And I asked her, you know, how did you find out? And she said, well, I was on the iPad in the bedroom, and he was texting the escort in the bathroom, and he didn't know that the iPhone linked up with the iPad. So I was reading all the text messages between him and his escort.
Wow.
In the next room.
Wow.
Let me tell you, the iPad will screw you.
Is that right?
There's a lot of people who've been caught like that, cheating and things, because everything Apple syncs together. Mm-hmm. So you'll hear where it's like, how did you find out about these text messages? Mm-hmm. Well, it's an Apple message, and it's on the iPad as well.
Yeah. Golly, Chris. What amazing.
Have you found, Chris, that your job has changed over the years? How much has that your job changed?
It's changed a lot. A lot more teenagers are watching pornography at a much earlier age, and it's really messing up their relationships.
It has to.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
And with the,
go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
With the availability of, you know, well, Craigslist, which used to be, or Backpage, which used to be one that people use, they kind of shut that down. But there's so many sites you can go to. It's unbelievable how many people I see who struggle with this addiction.
Unreal. Well, but not that surprising with all the technology and the pornography.
I say do what I did. Use it as a health check.
Thank you, Chris. It's the only way to use it. There's a song. I was reminded when the caller said that the 16-year-old was caught. Stephen Lynch was in here performing it once live on our air called Crankin' It.
Came down to the breakfast table. I felt like I could cry. Tried so hard but wasn't able to look you in the eye. For I'm feeling so much shame, yes, I've brought disgrace. Can tell I've soiled my good name by the look upon your face. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Dry your eyes, don't be so sad. If you could just forgive me and talk to me, Dad. Woo! I didn't hear you enter, no, I didn't hear the door. With my hand upon my member and my pants upon the floor. Now, Daddy, I'm ashamed and I completely understand if you never want to hug again or even shake my hand. I had it seen last night, you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Dry your eyes, don't be so sad, but I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been had. Enjoy your breakfast, everybody. The look upon your face made my swollen gland diminish. So I said, could you close the door? I really want to finish. Another 30 seconds, and if all had gone as planned, you'd have seen your future grandchildren dripping down my hand. Woo! Well, it's 8 loud night. You caught me sprinkling it. No use denying it, I was cranking it. Dry your eyes, don't be so sad. Just because it was your bed, it's not that bad. Talk to me, Dad.
I usually scat here, but I don't think I'm going to do that this morning.
When I was only 17, you told me it was dirty. So it must be really creepy when your kid is pushing 30.
spanking it. No use to nerd it. I was cranking it. Dry your eyes, don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues. They've already been just because it was your bed. It's not that. Daddy, daddy, please forgive me. Talk to me, daddy. Talk to me, dad.
What a brilliant songwriter. Stephen Lynch, who was in studio doing that song. It's difficult to hear, though. Let's face it, it just is. And poor Biggie, air playing that to his upstairs neighbors. Terrible.